So, Jonathan, there's lots of things happening. Venezuela and Maduro is likely to collapse their economy, which means it's going to have an effect around the world. Europe is teetering on economic collapse. The commercial debt here is at $15 trillion, ready to collapse any day now. The globalists want to move to a cashless system, which they've been pushing for 2020. If Hillary Clinton had got in, they were actually having plans to have the Mark of the Beast in within 3 years. The banks are pushing to replace the current system, the fractional reserve system, with their new system that literally will crush people completely electronically by putting us in a matrix. We have a president right now who's stalled in his major agenda issues, although he's passed on, I think, 40 bills and a lot of executive orders. He's managing America as a business, for, at least for the global, for the big corporations, well, because 19% increase in the stock market, 2.6% increase in the GDP. But the average middle class person is suffering with the health care, which should have been a minor issue, should have been fixed a long time ago. I see Trump as wanting to do good, but he's surrounded by people that are basically Jesuit affiliates. And I see Trump himself, where he's lost is although they started a prayer vigil around him, I see him as what I call Trump Pinocchio. I see him as a Pinocchio version of a president who wants to do good, but he's based on Masonic principles and wants to be a white knight. And if we pray for the man, he can become a real-life Christian president, like turning into a real-life boy. It's humorous, but it's kind of scary because Trump is laying the groundwork that if he does fail and we have a Democratic takeover of the government, the next president of the United States will be the, if you want to call it, the affiliate of the Vatican, and will be a beast dictator of the most powerful nation in the history of the world. And that's very scary, isn't it?
Well, we know what America is going to become. She's going to speak as a dragon before the end, and this is exactly what is lining up now in world events. Which one is going to be under, we can't tell, but Trump is. It can come under Trump, it can come under his successor.
Yeah, I think it's most likely his successor because he's aware of enough things that even if he's a bit of a social improper, for example, if I'm looking at him medically, I'd say the man is high IQ, well, they've estimated 157, but he's got a form of Asperger's autism. So he says things inappropriately, whether it's his tweets or his interactive behavior, and often his behavior becomes the center of attention rather than his agenda or what he's trying to do. He does know how to manage people, which is why he put a fire under Sessions' butt to start a secondary inquiry against Hillary Clinton. But I don't know how they're going to proceed with Clinton. These other ones are the highest level female masons in the world is Hillary Clinton. People need to understand that the corrupt demonic powers are running our world through the intel agencies and the false religions. And many even of the Christian denominations are patently non-Christian in America. I mean, I can't take enough anti-nauseants to go to most of the Christian so-called churches in the United States. It's not good, is it?
Well, that's how it is. Now, it's very, very interesting that there is a move for beheading in America coming up. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, just beheading. As Bible prophecy said. Beheading, yes. Now, it's interesting, when you take the prophecy of Revelation 20, it's soon to be fulfilled, where the prophet John said, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Now, the guillotine for beheading has never yet been used inside of the United States up to this moment. The United States has executed people by firing squad, by hanging, the electric chair, and lethal injection. It has never executed a convicted criminal through the use of the guillotine. But the law has already been passed in this country for the guillotines to be used in America for capital punishment. Really? It started in Georgia.
Wow. Now, who would be pushing for that? It would be Islamic people pushing it because it's a form of Islamic-type punishment. They like to use beheading as one of their main punishments.
Well, it certainly fits that the prophecy mentions the Islam coming in during the three last woes, yeah. First, second, and third woes, and that they are for beheading as well.
Right. Now, why beheading? Because I know the ICD-9 code inside Obamacare has a code for beheading as an actual treatment code inside Obamacare. Did you know that?
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? Now,
yes, it is.
That is very fascinating. The other thing is, of course, we know that, and this is in the Hadith in the Quran, we've had Dr. Bill Warner on, that it's interesting that their theology is that Jesus returns and is called Isa. You know, Daryl Isa, you know, has a Lebanese name. His name means Daryl, you know, Isa, which is a version, a Syrian version or a Lebanese version of the name of Jesus, Isa. And
yes,
their version in Islam is that Isa returns as a Muslim, as a reformed Muslim, resurrected from the dead. And he's inferior to the Prophet Muhammad, but he comes back to behead those Christians who won't turn to Islam. That's actually in the Hadith and Quran. Did you know that?
That's very, very interesting, yes.
So now, people should grasp that beheading is a big thing, and I believe it's ceremonial, and because when you behead, you're trying to capture the ectoplasmic spiritual force of the person you beheaded, just like if you do ritual sacrifice of children. This is the ectoplasm or the food of Baal. So it's my feeling that the beheading is like a final process of, because you would not accept my belief system in my world, I will remove your head or your ideas from your body and therefore instantly kill you. And this is what's going on. It's not just blowing people up or giving lethal injection or using some other means that would be more gentle to kill someone. The beheading is a violence against the ideas of independent people where, if you want to call it, our constitutional republic comes from God. And it's interesting to know that every other nation on earth, including New Zealand and Australia, does not have a constitution where your rights flow from the Creator God. They flow from government. The only nation that had a constitution were two nations, one ancient Israel and modern America before it deteriorated. They're the only nations where the actual constitution says your rights flow to the politicians, including the head of state, the elective and the judicial branch, from the public. And that's really an issue that's concerned, because America has a duality of both being a daughter of Zion, meaning a daughter of the God's plan for earth, but also, just like ancient Israel fell, modern America is in the process of falling. It's not yet hit the bottom yet, but it's definitely falling, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And it's moving more and more into the scenario of biblical prophecy.
Right.
And as America marches to its end-time role in fulfilling events in Revelation chapter 13, thousands of guillotines are already being stored on American soil.
And do you know where those guillotines are being made?
I don't know where they're being made, but I know where they're being stored.
They're being shipped. They're made in China. And I actually took people to the care of the Federal Center in Colorado and classified sites. These guillotines are moved to different places all around the country, including the making of rail cars with double layers. There used to be cattle cars with shackles to move people around to termination centers and civil detention camps. And they have them all set up right now for at least 10 to 11 million people could be put in these civil detention camps, but a lot of them are not going to be housed. They're just going to be executed. You know, there's the different colored lists, the red, you're dead list, the green list, the blue list. The red, you're dead list, you're just killed. The blue list, you can be, quote, reformed or put in a work camp, and then the green list, basically, they'll put you through this process and then kick you out. But the red, you're dead list, there's a whole lot of people, like myself and many others, are right at the top of the list. That when they go crazy, they're going to try to come to our homes and get us. They're going to get a big surprise when they come to my home, because a bunch of them, even if they get me, I'm going to kill them. And I won't just kill them if I think it's coming with regular technology like guns. It'll be a lot more lethal and more dangerous than guns. And Joshua Christians like me know that violence is coming against Christians. We need to be prepared spiritually. We need to prepare geopolitically. And we need to be prepared financially and health-wise, because they're trying to poison us. That's why they approve of all kinds of toxins in air, food, and water, and medicines, and a toxic medical system. And I guarantee you that Schumer is talking about a national health care system, because mandatory vaccines of you and your family. And by the way, 33 U.S. states have a law that they can come to your home and force vaccinate you with an armed police officer and a nurse to force vaccinate you or your kids against your will at your own home. Did you know that?
Well, it's turning into the kind of country that is predicted in the Bible, in prophecy.
Right.
Now, actually, as America marches into its end-time role, Thousands of guillotines are being stored, as I mentioned, on American soil. 15,000 to 30,000 guillotines have been shipped already to Georgia and Montana alone for safekeeping until they're needed. And they're being stored for the day when the government declares martial law and moves in to round up and execute American dissenters.
Right.
And the government actually, meanwhile, is keeping track of everybody. A huge number of ministers of religion. Now, when you say that you feel nauseous in attending most Christian churches, well, I can understand that. A huge number, in fact, almost all, the majority of ministers of religion have signed the pledge. That words means they've sold their souls on the agreement to help FEMA control their congregations.
Right. That was over a decade ago. That was during George Bush's term.
That's right. Yes. That's already in place. Now, we know that in the present death process with the electric chair, if you do not place water in a sponge on the man's head, his death process will not only be prolonged and extremely violent, his head will actually ignite. Now, state executions are never videotaped. However, a tape has surfaced of an electrocution in Georgia, and the video did show the man's head igniting after he bounced around for some time on the chair.
Right.
Now, to think that someone would put a man through such torture to just get this law lobbied for headless execution.
For decapitation, yeah.
For decapitation. Now, this video of electrocution should not exist. They never take such pictures, but this one was taken, and it's being used in order to get the execution by electrocution cancelled and replaced with guillotines. And this is being used to push the guillotine agenda.
Now, you remember the battle between General Electric and Nikola Tesla, right? Remember that? Where he was pushing for you. Basically, General Electric was pushing for direct current, and Tesla was talking about alternative current, which later became a transfer to the power corporations because you could transmit electricity. The battle, the initial battle over it was over the humaneness of electrocution for murder, for taking out killers. And it's interesting that these were also, many of them were done in public and were even taped. They were actually filmed. So the whole issue goes back to the history. So it's not surprising they'll manipulate and say, hey, this is much more humane to just decapitate somebody because it's instantaneous.
That's right. The video has been released so that the American public can see it and complain about the inhumane method of electrocution. And this will give government officials a springboard to start lobbying for guillotines. This is the whole agenda.
Right.
Now, on April the 24th this year, just a couple, 2 or 3 months ago, it was announced that a United States federal judge thinks that firing squads and guillotines should come back in style as the debate over executions in Arkansas is raging on.
Well, I have an alternative viewpoint about the problem with criminals. If I could take 100 criminals and I could analyze their brains with special scans and blood work and heavy metals, like Dr. Alex Schoss over 30 years ago did at the Biosocial Research Institute in Tacoma, they found everybody that's a violent criminal has abnormal activity of the reptilian brain and the amygdala, the rage control nucleus, and high levels of manganese in their hair. Now, if I did an analysis, I'd find all of these criminals, whether they're drug addicts or violent criminals, whatever, would just go through what we call psychotronic surgery to try to fix the defect, nutraceutical and in genetic treatments to actually correct the problem rather than to treat them and throw them aside, like, you know, throw human beings aside. The problem I see is that as soon as someone does a crime of that level, they automatically force us to be able to do these kinds of surgery to turn them into kind of reasonable citizens. We're not talking about doing a lobotomy. We're talking about, you know, stopping seizure activity in the rage control nucleus and finding what toxicological things are going on with them and finding how to correct the problem, whether it's genetic or epigenetic. The process that we have is we have an increasing number of our population that have been poisoned with toxic chemicals, an increasing number that have autism and behavioral disorders, and a lot of our criminality is coming right out of nutrition and toxicology. We know that. We know that they don't have normal brains. Their brains are abnormal. and then just to think, well, we'll just kind of, and of course they want to decapitate because they want to be in compliance with Sharia. The Muslims are pushing with billions of dollars to build not only mosques all over the world, but to do that kind of thing, aren't they? But they want to have Sharia compliant executions now even.
That is right. Now, just to complete what I was going to say on this guillotine scenario, Maine Governor Paul LePage said during a broadcast interview, "What I think we ought to do is to bring the guillotine back." So they're all starting to talk about this now.
Really?
We could have public executions, and quite a few people are voicing
what?
The same sentiments.
They want to do public decapitations?
That is right. It's being
why the theater of the horror of it? Because it damages the person that watches an execution as well as the person who's executed.
Oh, yes. That's true.
It damages society that you murder somebody because they committed a horrendous crime because their brain's abnormal and they're not under control of their faculties.
Now this happened, of course, during the French Revolution. And I can see prophecy being repeated, that what happened during the French Revolution is going to happen very soon on a global scale, where when martial law is first declared in America and then is enforced around the world, and the mark of the beast goes with it.
Now, mark of the beast, there's a lot of confusion over it. What's your analysis of the mark? Because I've got there's several different versions of the mark that comply, because it's not just one thing that can comply. It's not just a sharagma or an injection into you of a chip. It can be your biometrics. It can be the number of the name. It's also worship of a carbon control system. For example, one of the things I've heard from a number of people is we have to have a carrying capacity of the planet. And we have to limit the population growth. So they want to outlaw wild reproduction. Well, in fact, we see the opposite. The Western nations have cut their population with abortion and birth control, and Muslims have just gone wild, taking over nations with a baby carriage. And we encourage it by immigration of these populations that never really fully integrate with our society.
Now, you asked about the mark of the beast, and this is
yeah.
a big subject, Bill. If we're going to
yeah.
get into it, it's going to take us an hour, and I think we should get into it.
Right. Let's do that, because I think the big push I see with the economy and the taxes and Amazon going to pull the Dow over 22,000, it's all tied to the fact that the globalists are pushing us toward an economic event horizon next year in 2018 or 2020, toward where there's a big enough crisis that they'll already have their made-for solution that'll be literally the mark of the beast. That's what I see coming. They're going to make it look like a real candy-colored solution to a very bad problem.
Okay, well, shall we get started on this then?
Let's do that.
It's going to take a continuity of thought that must continue right through, otherwise it will not be as clear as it might be.
Yeah, I think it's central, because this is why the globalists are attacking Trump, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yes. Now, the mark of the beast is a biblical term, and it can only be understood in biblical terminology. So we must not depart from the biblical usage of the mark of the beast. And we can call anything the mark of the beast, but that is not necessarily what the Bible is speaking about.
Right.
Now, the Bible states, first of all, before we know what the mark of the beast is, the mark of the beast infers that we must first know what the beast is. Because
right.
it's the mark that's going to belong to that beast.
Right.
And that's what the mark of the beast term is. Now, in the Bible, there are two marks. There's what's called the mark of God, which is alternatively called the seal of God, or the seal of God, or the mark of the beast, or the mark of God. And there's the seal of the beast, which is the mark of the beast.
Right.
Both are in opposition to each other, and both are the same type of thing.
Wow, interesting. We're going to have a little break right now. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned with Jonathan Gray, BeforeUs.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
And welcome back, Jonathan. We have we can preempt the music. Jonathan, we have an interesting caller who had a question that's going to go up on Skype here, and I'll just read it off to you. And if one is probably a standard question, let's see if I have it here now. Let's see. I think it's. I don't see it up on Skype yet for some reason or other. Let me see why. Let's see if there's. But basically, she wants to know how to avoid, of course, an RFID chip put in place. To avoid in surgical procedures. And I'm thinking, Well, if you're going through a surgical procedure, and I know there's some people who think that during surgery they can surreptitiously put a chip in your body. I remember doing a conference in 1999 with the Prophecy Club, and I told them that I'd actually, that this happens. I've actually had personal cases where I had one man in Needles, California, where he went through a surgical procedure and he started having strange activities going on, and we actually knew that he actually had a chip put through the cribriform plate and through his nose into the base of his brain. We did CT scans. We actually found the chip there. I don't know. I tell people, you've got to pray. You've got to make sure you're seeing godly Christian doctors that are not going to do nasty things to you. When you're under the effect of anesthetic, how can you prove that you're not been chipped? Don't let non-Christian doctors touch your body. I mean, how can you do otherwise, right?
Yes. Well, you can't control that. Once you go under, that you're at their mercy.
Right, exactly. So I don't know how the answer is. Don't let non-Christians touch your carcass. Patricia, go ahead. You can state your statement. Go ahead.
Okay. Congress approved this a couple of years ago, so in every single appliance they implant, like hip implants, all those chips are embedded in the thing itself.
Yeah, you're talking about total hip replacements and others. Yeah, they want to make smart chips that are implanted everywhere, but as I use the joke, the mark of the beast can be for everything. In India, they just finished, except for the Go Indian Catholics that are Portuguese Catholics, most of the Hindus and Buddhists and so on are not aware that the getting rid of all the lower currencies for the lower caste, which is starving out thousands of Hindus and Buddhists every month in India. Their intention is to have a total system, and you can have iris scans, facial scans of your facial biometrics, and of your digital fingerprints. The most accurate scan, if you're traveling at high velocity, is a terahertz scan of your bones. You can have a scanner 440 meters away, literally scanning you as you go 70 miles an hour down a freeway and know who you are with your other car members. Or have a drone float over your home half a mile above and scan you and know exactly which room you're actually in. So it's not really necessary to have actually a chip in you. As I used the joke here a few weeks ago, if you had mandatory Velcro, you just have to make it the law. Now, with everything moving to mobile phones and so on, just make it the law. You have to carry a cell phone or the government will issue one, and you have to have it attached to some body part, like, your right butt cheek or the right shoulder, at all times, and it's against the law. If you don't have your Velcroed phone, you could be in violation of this statute. I mean, it can get that crazy. What do you think, Jonathan? Lots of different ways of being marked by the mark of the beast. And it also involves that you have to actually swear an oath of allegiance to the system too, right?
Well, Bill, what I'd like to say is this, that Mark of the Beast and computer chips are two different issues. They are not the same thing at all. They might be related. One might be related to help you identify you, but that's not the Mark of the Beast.
Right.
According to Scripture, comparing Scripture with Scripture, letting the Bible explain itself, it's amazing how many people have been hoodwinked, even by their preachers, into thinking that the mark of the beast is some kind of microchip or ID card. Now, that's more Hollywood fiction than Bible truth.
Exactly, yeah.
The mark of the beast is not something as tame as a physical chip.
Exactly. It's much more involved with the spirit.
Medicine cabinet.
Yeah, that's why when you get into
100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of Nutramedical's advanced technology. Topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bell's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations on normal standards. Why is Dr. Bell's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bell to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaminerLMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamineral for your family. Welcome back. So, Jonathan, you were expanding on this idea. It's a religious and a personal decision. It's not a chipping. They can't hack into your consciousness now, and there's no way that they can affect the skin or physics of your brain and your thought patterns. What we're dealing with is a spiritual evil, and there is a spiritual evil of demonic possession or possession or oppression. But the real oppression is that we have many people who are ignorant, and including in false dogmas of, you know, one of the things that I've studied is that there are primarily seven major groups of religions on Earth. All of them are substitutes. I hear some noise in the background there. I hope if it's Pat. Seven major groups of false religions. The eighth group is, in a sense, the form of pseudo-intellectual atheism that's involved in the whole world. In fact, the latest we talked about the other day was called I call WikiLeaks, trying to pretend that, we talked about this with Dr. Bob Thiel, that WikiLeaks is trying to pretend that the Bible was never settled in the 15th century, and that in fact even the presence and the actual actuality of Yeshua Jesus didn't really happen. It was created by a myth by Romans. So people need to understand that the mark of the beast is a spiritual thing. So expand on that, because Patricia is very Bill, worried.
We're going to need every minute of time that we've got left
to explain this
properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's not something. The mark of the beast is not something as tame as a physical chip. Now, digital identification may well be linked to enforcing the mark of the beast, but that is not the mark itself. We may well expect governments to identify by number those who will be allowed to buy and sell. They'll want to track everyone in order to force compliance, and that's where the number comes in. The number of the beast is different from the mark of the beast. Now, if the mark is only a physical chip, and somebody could hold us down unwillingly while they insert it into us, then why is God so serious in saying that if you get the mark of the beast, you're lost forever? It's too serious. It's not something physical. It's something spiritual. Of all the sins mentioned in the Bible, the most fearful threatening ever addressed to mankind is contained in the warning against the mark of the beast. So it's something very, very serious. It's a spiritual issue. And in Revelation 14, it actually just says that if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead, in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Now there you have something God is so serious about. Now, then it says those who do not get the mark of the beast are in the very next verse in the same scripture. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Right. So the mark of the beast is opposite from keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, whatever right. it is. Right. Now, the Bible would not warn us against the mark of the beast without telling us what it is.
Right. So let's go through the specific points. Now, if it's the opposite of what keeping the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God, what is the mark of the beast? What are the components of it?
Very good, then. The mark of the beast is a spiritual issue. Now, in the Bible, it goes back to the previous chapter, which explains what the beast is. The first beast is a political religious power. The second beast is likewise a symbol of a religious power that's going to support the first beast. Now, the beast's mark is likewise symbolic. The seal or mark of God is also not physical, but it's symbolic.
Right.
From the Bible, we can discover what the actual mark of the beast is, and that it's not physical, but a spiritual issue. Now, before mentioning the mark of the beast, this is in the three angels' messengers, the mark of the beast.
Right.
Revelation 14. The first message says, worship God as the creator. And worship means obey. The declared mark of God's authority as creator is the fact that he rested the seventh day after creating the earth and sanctified that as the mark of God's creative power upon the earth and upon mankind. So God set up a special institution, which he said is a sign of his creatorship. And then in the first angel's message, it quotes from one of those commandments. It says, worship him that made heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. It's quoting from the fourth commandment. And it's saying that the Sabbath, sanctified to honor God and worship him, is God's mark upon the people who accept it.
Right.
I give you this as my seal, my mark. And he puts that into us, and we become sanctified followers of him if we put him first as our creator.
Yeah, so
ourselves, we center on him.
Right. So in other words, the Sabbath worship is not just a day. It's a positional relationship with God. You rely on God 7 days a week. It's also one where you pray to God to make decisions. So you lean on to your, as it says in the book of Psalms, lean on not unto thy own understanding, but in all ways lean unto God. So what God is basically saying, that's his seal, that you're sealed to him when you rely on him, which is an example shown by accepting the Sabbath rest in God on the day of the Sabbath, right? But it also means resting every day in God. That's your seal, isn't it?
That's right. And then the Sabbath day actually is his flag saying, I am the creator.
Right.
It's a memorial that cannot be passed away. You can't change history.
Now, let me give you my analysis of what the Satan's plan is. Man is a highly evolved piece of genetic material, probably manipulated by extra-worldly sources that upgraded mankind from lower life forms. That man has co-created by some kind of creature from another galaxy or world like the Nephilim, And in fact, our God is these aliens that the Vatican talks about, and the Jesuit talks about as our so-called galactic brothers, and literally couldn't evangelize us. So the mark of the beast, in a sense, is in a sense tied to first contact that the Vatican is pushing strongly for. So the mark of the beast, in a sense, is saying you're not created by a loving God. You're created by a highly advanced civilization that genetically upgraded you to create you as a life form on this planet. That would mean that would mean a first contact, which the Vatican is very much in Mount Graham and their dual, what's called a binocular telescope in Arecibo in South America. Then their philosophy system of these high-level Masons is looking for the return of Apollonius or Apollo. And that's why we need to particularly pray for Donald Trump, because he's an Apollo-fixated worshiper. It's all over his apartment.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, let's pursue this. The continuity of thought has to continue very strongly
here. Yeah, please continue, yeah.
Okay. Now, the Revelation 14 prophecy, which identifies the mark of God, immediately follows up by quoting the Sabbath commandment of Exodus 20.
Right.
You worship God by honoring that memorial that he commanded, which respects him as the sovereign creator of this earth. That's the mark of God.
Right.
Now, the third angel's message follows and says, the first angel's message is worship God as the creator.
You do by
honoring that memorial.
Right.
The third angel's message says, don't worship the beast. So one worships God. The mark of God worships God. The mark of the beast is worshiping the beast. Now, worship means obey. You worship the beast by obeying the beast's mark of authority. Now, the Vatican says that, and it quotes the same fourth commandment, says, and the Bible says that you should honor the seventh day to keep it holy.
Right.
But I say no. The Vatican says no. You honor Sunday and keep my authority, which the whole Protestant world follows me. That proves that I have authority over all religious.
Right.
And Sunday is my mark of authority. They say Sunday is my mark. And the Vatican actually has quoted this and quoted it and quoted it, that the mark is Sunday, which is the authority emblem of the Vatican in distinction to the authority emblem of God, which is the Sabbath.
Right, which basically said that God didn't create you, that man was created by higher entities that created mankind. And that's why I think it's tied directly to first contact, which in the next few years, if it happens and the Vatican's involved with shaping the psychic response of the population to it, it's not a chip in you. It's not Velcro attaching to your cell phone to your body. It's not knowing on Facebook and Twitter all the colors of socks and what kind of shirts and what kind of food you order at the restaurant. It is involved directly with you making a physical choice to say, I believe that our demigods have come here to Earth now, and they are going to save us from ourselves, from thermonuclear, biological, chemical war, and scalar warfare, and the return of Apophis, which is a destroying asteroid that's three times the size of the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs, just 12 years from now in a few months. And I believe that the first contact, which the Vatican is working on, because they've already come up with encyclical statements, have actually made statements. And this is why when I contacted one gentleman who actually was the first in many years to turn down my show, Bennett Kelly is his name. He's a hacker expert in Los Angeles. He turned the show down. He says, because you think the Pope is evil, and you're, quote, a 9/11 denier. I'm not a denier. 9/11 happened. It was a demolition with nukes and RDX used by the Mossad under the direction of the CIA and these satanic globalists that are ultimately tied directly right back to the Jesuits and the Vatican. The Vatican runs the entire financial system, so I believe the Vatican is getting ready to manage the psychic response to the first contact, and that, the response of the population, is the mark, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, let's pull this all together. God's answer to the mark of the beast, it follows in the verse immediately after them where the mark is described, and it says, here are they that keep the commandments of God.
Right.
So the first angel's message quotes from the seventh-day Sabbath commandment and links it to worshipping God. Then the third angel's message warns against the mark of the beast and links it to worshipping the beast. Then we are immediately informed that those who don't get the mark of the beast are those who keep the commandments of God. So the mark of the beast has to do with our worship. Now, question. Don't most Christians now keep Sunday in honor of Christ's resurrection instead of God's seventh day? Yes, the answer is many do.
Yeah.
But nowhere did Jesus tell anyone to do that.
Right.
In fact, you'll never find a command to observe Sunday anywhere in the Bible. But you go to the Vatican says Sunday is my mark of authority because the whole Christian world follows it. And that shows that I've got authority over the earth. In other words, the Pope says, I'm in place of God. And he sits on a throne. The Bible says that God sits on a throne with two cherubim, one on each side.
Right.
So in the Vatican, the Pope sits on a throne and there's two golden cherubim carved, one on each side of him. You can see it in any picture of the Pope sitting on his throne.
Well, his title of his name is Vicar Filii Deis, which means basically the vicar of God or the replacement of God on earth.
Replacement of God on earth, absolutely. And here we have the mark of the beast versus the seal and mark of God. So after warning against the mark of the beast, the prophecy immediately identifies those who do not receive that mark as those who are keeping God's commandments, not the beast's commandments.
So basically, remember, it says, I shall send a great apostasy before the great and terrible day of the Lord. I believe of the next events, and I'm not going to put a time on it, and I'm going to say this is thus saith the Lord, because I researched and I agree with you, is the Vatican and globalist managed response to First Contact.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Now, okay, the mark of the beast is a psychic response to people saying, yes, I agree with you, alien demonic forces. I believe I was created in your image, not in the image of the Creator God, and that my rights flow from you, my Creator, and you've come here to save us from ourselves. That's the mark of the beast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the fact is that the flag day of God is his Sabbath, showing his authority as Creator. The flag day of the Vatican is Sunday, showing his authority to change God, the Creator's laws.
Now, it's interesting that the first jihad, you mentioned this in your videos, which is over at beforeus.com, is that the tonsure, which is the sun worshiper, they literally shave off the top of their head like a sun. Those are the people that the first jihad was designed to kill, those so-called pseudo-Christians, and not the Protestants, which did not believe observe Sunday worship. The Christians,
that
in fact,
right.
Seventh-day Adventists are one of the only groups, or we call Messianic Christians, that worships on the Sabbath. But it's the Sabbath is not just a day. It's a symbolic day. It's also a positional relationship with God where I lean on my own understanding. So when I pray with someone to help them with their health or financial or other issues, I have to lean on God's understanding, not mine. I can go so far with mine, but I have to say, God, I'm lost. And God says, you know what? I'll give you inspiration. I'll help you. I'll bring you through this crisis. I'll even intervene miraculously. And that's what mankind is now up against. And they don't realize whether it's Apophis coming or economic chaos or geopolitical and environmental chaos that we're not going to get through this by our own wisdom. We're going to have to acquire the wisdom of God, which is related to the Sabbath being rest in God and observing his day, which shows he has pressing authority over the future of mankind. And because we reject that, we're going to get the first contact, and they're going to tell us we were created in their image, the ones that descend to earth like the Nephilim. We have this, we're talking about, and we're going to back on the program, The Great Inception with Derek P. Gilbert called the PSYOPs from Eden to Armageddon. And I believe one of those PSYOPs is first contact, which the Vatican, and you can expand on this, is preparing us for a satanic version of this, of the first contact being, quote, archangels that already descend to earth to tell us a new gospel, a new so-called idea that we were created in the image of these beings and not in the Creator God himself.
Yes. Now, to pull this all together, Bill, the Bible calls the mark of the beast the mark of the beast's name, the mark of his name.
Right.
Now, as proof of his claim that he is truly Vicarius Filii Dei, that he stands in place of Jesus, he points to the fact that if he was not Vicarius Filii Dei, he could not have done what he's done.
Right.
Abolished the Sabbath day, Saturday, and replaced it with Sunday. And surely he actually boasts that this is conclusive proof that I stand in place of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they'll have a...
am authorized, and I can validly change God's law because I have replaced God on earth.
Right. What they'll have done, though, and the Vatican will work on this for decades, it's not just the recent Jesuit pope. They worked on this for decades to develop a theology. That goes back to why they would invest so much time, effort, and money in the binocular telescope, the largest one in Mount Graham in Phoenix, Arizona, or the Arecibo telescopes and other astronomy or a whole theology around extraterrestrials. They're doing this because they're preparing an entire theological dogma that will literally create a worship system that will replace all the other religions. It's a form of advanced pseudo-atheistic agnosticism, where basically they will call it religion, but in fact it is a form of satanic extraterrestrial atheism.
Yes, that's right. So the proof that he deserves his name, Vicarius Filii Dei, is in the fact that he cancelled God's day, the Sabbath, and replaced it with his own day, Sunday.
Right,
and this
now,
makes Sunday, when enforced by law, the mark of his, the Pope's, authority.
Now, here's what I think is another...
I'd like to repeat this.
Yeah.
Sunday observance is the proof or mark of his vicarship. It's the mark of his name.
Now, the eventual move of America toward becoming a hyper-religious state that is in reflection of the Vatican's approach to the First Contact, where Americans start to believe the Vatican's version of the First Contact theology, is the great apostasy that's coming. And that apostatic government that will believe in this alien theology in America will replace our current constitutional government.
Yes. Now, it'll be asked by some people, Bill, how can you get...
is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. So if you haven't heard this before, Patricia, I hope you have heard this. Now, no one is actually serving the mark of the beast. Now, there's evil people like John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and others. But there's globalists that are working on this, and some other show I'll kind of delve into some of the issues that I know deeply. But I want you to repeat this for us. And, of course, to get your amazing videos, the third jihad, which is the third woe, is right out of the Bible, is in your videos that are the latest at BeforeUs.com. We regularly do amazing live stream videos. And, by the way, I hope everything is going nicely. We've got our websites and our hyperlink now for your own individual channel. And, of course, we want to have link backs to NutriMedical and Clay and Iron, because I want to start posting up some of your great videos and so on, also for promotion over at Clay and Iron. So if you can send me those hyperlinks, I'll post those up as well. I think it's important for people to understand what we said today is that the mark of the beast is the Vatican-managed theology of globalists worshiping an alien super race that have come down to Earth and have changed the theology of Earth, and you have to worship this system, which is dealing with things like carrying capacity of the planet and human biology and genetics. It's to worship them as they're literally creators of these alien beings. And the Vatican has a theology that's actually published in Italian right now. It's already there. I mean, we've talked about this on the show, but First Contact and the theology managed by the Vatican, the World Council of Churches, which they're the head of, and the United Nations is tied directly to the Great Apostasy. It's not here
now,
yet.
Bill,
it's coming.
If I may mention the biblical summary of this whole thing, I'd like to do
go
that.
Go ahead, do that. You have a few minutes. Go ahead.
Yes. The Bible states that the mark of God is his Sabbath, which he actually established to be the sign of his creatorship and authority over the earth.
Right.
And by acknowledging that, his flag day, we are acknowledging him and worshiping him.
Right.
Now, the Vatican claims, no, I, by my authority, I now take the place of God. I have abolished the seventh-day Sabbath. I replace it with Sunday, and the whole world follows me. Therefore, that's the mark of my authority.
Right.
You get it in your forehead by believing it. You get it in your hand by obeying it.
Right. Now, former Catholics and Christians are in these apostate churches are going to turn and run from it. Says, get out of Babylon, lest you share in her curses. Millions, billions of Christians, and even people leaving Islam, as this becomes crystalline clear, they're going to run from the mark of the beast. They're going to actually run into the arms not only of salvation and some cities of refuge where they may survive, but many are going to be beheaded because this is the primary way of execution by not only the Islamocrats and Islamofascists, but also by these alien-worshipping beings that are actually coming right from the belief systems of the Jesuits that believe that they have an exoplanetary theology they want to foist on the earth. And believe me, when First Contact does happen, they're going to push this garbage like crazy, aren't they?
Yes. Now, Bill, there's a worldwide Sunday law. It's going to be enforced by the New World Order.
Of course.
Now, as soon as that, when that Sunday law is enforced, then it's a case of a clear-cut choice. There are millions of sincere, Christ-loving Christians who are keeping Sunday without knowing that it is a mark of Rome.
Well, it's now, a real question of whether or not God created you or you're created by a satanic horde of beings or advanced beings from another world.
And you then follow Jesus Christ, the Sabbath, or you follow the Vatican, Sunday.
Right.
And when that issue becomes clear in the minds of everybody, millions of dear Sunday-keeping Christians who don't know the difference at this present time will sweep across and be obedient to God's Sabbath day.
Yeah.
And Sunday worship will become clearly the mark of the Vatican. And Sabbath worship will become clearly the mark of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
And here's the codicils of that. Number one, worship of alien super beings as our creators. Number two, Sunday worship is a symbol that you're not created by God. Number three, the technology of genetic hybridization and the Ubermensch coming. That's the third, the final sign.
And until the mark...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.